carpet and the nest might have been made out of this?
Yeah, I have seen, you know, kind of a, well, I don't know whether they were really china or what, most of the type, you know, like I've seen something like that would have been made out of a marble stone or something like that. And I guess they are china eggs, you know, or something like that, but I've never seen too much of nothing like that. I never been around too much of like.
I sure hadn't heard of that. I'm learning a lot. If you had to carry water, what would you carry it in if you were outside and you were carrying water?
Some people say a pail, but I always said a bucket.
Yeah. Now, if it were, what would it be made out of?
Galvanized aluminum. Uh-huh. Well, nowadays they have some, you know, made out of plastic too.
Would that change your name?
No. We used to say, get the water bucket. Uh-huh. Go get some water or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Your parents would call them buckets?
Yeah, they would say water bucket. Mm-hmm. And the little thing that to get the water out, they would say dipper. Mm-hmm. That's the dipper.
Good. I probably got another question ahead of me, which I don't want to know. If you carried milk in it, would you call it anything else?
Well,
if you just milked a cow and you pick up a...
Well, they would either say milk pail, or some people would say milk bucket. Most people would say milk bucket.
Okay. If you had to carry food to the pigs, what would you carry in?
Well, they used to take that in a bucket, and they call that the slop bucket.
Okay, you put these right on. All right, and in the kitchen, and you fry it in some eggs, what would you do it in?
The frying pan. That's what they call it, the frying pan.
Okay. Now, what is it made of?
Well, mostly we always had the frying pan made out of cast iron.
Here's something that you might know, especially with your parents. Out in the backyard, you had something big and black that you would heat up the water and boil your clothes in. What would you call it?
A wash pot.
A wash pot?
A wash pot.
Would you call it anything else?
No, nothing but a wash pot or just a pot.
Okay. What would you call the thing that if you went outside and had cut some flowers, you would come in the house and put them in a
vase.
Okay. Now, if you had it, some dirt in it, and you had a plant in it growing like that, mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Well, we most would say a flower pot, something mm-hmm. like that.
Okay. Now, at the plate, there are some things that you eat with, and what would you call those things?
A fork or spoon or something like that.
And what else? There's one more.
Knife.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you had meat and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put steak.
What do you mean? What you eat it with?
Yeah, what you.
A knife and a fork.
Okay, but if you were putting several, I'm hunting mm-hmm. for the how you would say more than one.
Silverware.
For the.
Oh.
No, it's real simple. If you had to put, you'd put in a lot of spoons and forks, and then you put in a lot of
knives.
Okay, I just wanted you to say that.
Knives, okay.
All right, now if the dishes are all dirty, you've got, and you need, you, there's your next dinner coming on, what would you have to do?
Wash them.
And after you wash the dishes, you just, you know, with soap, then you've got to
rinse them.
And if you use a rag when you wash the dishes, what would you call it?
Well, I always said drying the dishes. Uh-huh. You dry the dishes. Like if you wash them, then you rinse them. And like if you just go ahead immediately, you know, and you have a dish towel, then you dry the dishes.
Yeah, with the dishes. Do you use a